Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Kiddushin daf Samach Kimmel, Kiddushin 63b, and today's daf yomi is dedicated for Yeshua, Refuah, Nechama, Hatzalah, for all of Klal Yisrael, especially for the Chayalim fighting in the Israeli Defense Forces, and those who are captured that may they be released speedily from captivity. So the Mishnah tells us on 63b, Kiddush Yisbiti, if somebody says, I betrothed my daughter, but I don't know to whom I betrothed her. Someone else comes along and says, I'm the one who betrothed her. Naaman, we're going to believe him. So what do we mean when we say we believe him? Rab says, Naaman litain get, ve'ein naaman lechnos. We believe him to say that which we basically said, that a person says, I betrothed her, that we believe him, and so we allow him to give her a divorce. So now she can rely upon somebody else, and so therefore we believe him that he has betrothed her, and now that he gives her the get, she can now marry somebody else. But ve'ein ne'eman lechnos, but he's not going to be believed to actually marry her himself. I mean, say we believe him to divorce her so that she can marry somebody else, but not that so that she can marry him. And what's the principle? The principle of the Gemara is, Ein adam chotev lo, a person does not commit a sin unless he himself gets some benefit from it. So why would he say, I'm the one who married you, so now I'm divorcing you so you can marry somebody else? If he's making that all up, he's committing the sin and he's not getting any benefit. So therefore, since we have this principle, Ein adam chotev lo, we're going to believe him and allow her to marry other people. See from here that the principle behind sin is the principle of selfishness. A person wants to sin in order to benefit themselves. So sin equals selfishness. Therefore, we say the opposite. If you are generous, that equals a mitzvah. So that's how we see this definition. Sin equals selfishness, and generosity equals a mitzvah.